As we do each week on this day and this hour, I tell you about some book I think you ought to read. And this is one of the wow books. I really liked just the concept of how this is presented, much less the information. The book is called Parenting with an Attitude. 21 Questions Successful Parents Ask Themselves by Dr. Ed Wimberly. And I'll tell you why I'm particularly impressed with this book. Most books on disciplining children talk to you about how to manipulate and control children. Well, you know, there are certain things you have to help them with, no question. But generally speaking, as I knew from the years that I was in private practice as a marriage and family therapist, the kids are acting out because of problems at home. Parents don't want to look at that. They think they should be able to drink, yell, scream, cause havoc, go in and out of the house, be testy, be demanding, be out of control, be drinking, and the kids should be doing whatever they're telling them to do anyway. You know, that's irrational. And just to quote him, I usually suggest that it is common for kids to act out and to have unacceptable behaviors in response to difficult life circumstances that are going on around them. For example, their parents may be struggling with their own self-esteem, or they may be having difficulties in the marriage, or perhaps they just need to look at ways they can improve their parenting skills. These issues more often lie behind what is going on with their kids. When they're undressed, remarkable improvement in the behaviors and attitudes of their kids is often realized. All without subjecting their kids to therapy or to the stigma that being in treatment can carry for a child. So the approach is, parent, heal thyself. And if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you've noticed how many times parents divorce or remarried and have this and that and the other thing going on, and then call me because their kid is not behaving right. They're getting remarried to somebody the kid doesn't like, and they have to compete with other kids. They have to go back and forth between homes, and gee, the kid's not doing well in school. No kidding. So this is a very, 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 did I say very good book? You really want to help your kid? Read Parenting with an Attitude. 21 questions successful parents ask themselves by Dr. Ed Wimberly. Thoughts and ideas for good parents who want to become better parents. It's the way to promote the book without hurting your feelings. I tend to be more direct. So Parenting with an Attitude is available through drlaura.com for a special price of only $13.95. But if you're a drlaura.com family member, you could be one of 50 randomly selected winners to receive Parenting with an Attitude free. Just go to drlaura.com and log in or become a family member today to enter to win your free book. Again, the book is called Parenting with an Attitude by Ed Wimberly, PhD. This is a fabulous book. It's not a long book. You can sit and read it in a few days, and you'll find yourself dealing with your own issues, because that's mostly what gets in the way of you being the terrific parent you ought to be. And you could be, if you could get yourself out of the way. Like not respecting your kids, like competing with your kids, wanting your kids to make your esteem feel better, all of that.